when it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel.
That old wheel.
Gonna roll around once more when it does.
And when it does.
It will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more when it does.
When it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more when it does. It will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. Coming to you live from a blustery, windy Radio Ranch this morning. Beautiful sunrise popping up to the east, though. We welcome you and thank you for joining us here live this October 7th, the first Saturday in October 2017. And good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And good morning, John.
Good morning.
We say good morning to you, the remnant that are out there joining us from sea to shining sea and all over the world, actually, on shortwave and audio satellite, tuning in on your phone. And we thank you for joining us. Well, we'll start out with a word of prayer. John, we'll sure turn that over to you, sir.
Sure. Well, Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day, just as we thank you for every other day, Lord. We ask for your blessings to be upon this broadcast. Father, we bind the forces of hell that would try to hinder your truth from going out to your people. Lord, we ask, just as your word says in Hebrews 1:14, that you've given us charge over myriads and myriads of angels. So, Father, we ask for those guardian and warring angels to protect those that their desire is to do your will, Lord, to do your work. Father, we pray for WTWW. We pray for the engineers that keep the shortwave station up and running. Pray for Jason and Richard and those that serve in Scriptures for America to be the glue that holds your remnant together, Father, as we stand in the gap, as we see these birth pangs drawing closer and closer together. Father, we thank you for your provisions. We thank you for the conviction of your remnant, Lord, that allows us to continue to fight this battle. Father, we know that it's it's your conviction upon their hearts that that gives us the funds that we need to continue to do what we do. And we thank you for that. Lord, as we see these birth pangs growing closer now with Hurricane Nate about to hit Alabama and Mississippi and Louisiana, Father, we pray for protection for your people. Lord, put a hedge of angels, a ring of fire, and a shield of light around them. Keep them safe. And Lord, we pray for those that can come to repentance. Father, we see that sometimes these tragedies are what opens people's eyes to the fact that there comes a point when the insurance companies can't help you and the government can't help you. And you got no way to turn, nowhere to turn but to God. And you fall upon your face and you cry out. And you say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, Lord, that I did not know who you were, that I did not understand that there is no protection but the blood of Jesus Christ. So, Father, we call for that revival to come into this land. The wicked ones are planning, Lord. They're digging the pits. They're laying the traps. They think that they have this thing won. But, Father, we know that your word says that you sit in the heavens and you laugh and you scoff at them. Well, Father, we laugh with you. Lord, as we hear of wars and rumors of wars, as we hear North Korea having a long-range missile that could hit the west coast of the United States, Father, let us not fear like the rest of the world. Let us stand firm and strong on your word, because your word said that all of these things must take place. Father, we put all of our trust in you. And we do plead that blood, that precious blood of Jesus Christ over ourselves, over our families, and over all that you've blessed us with. Guide and direct our thoughts today, Lord. Give us wisdom and understanding. Bring to mind those things that are important for your people to understand. And show us, Lord, in Scripture, how you tie all of these things together. We praise you. And we love you as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, the birth pangs continue, and I have to tell you, I send a thank you out for all the prayers. My daughter-in-law had a beautiful, healthy, big 9-pound, 20-inch-long baby girl Thursday night. I sure appreciate the prayers. And talked to my son, and all seems to be doing well. So we sure praise the Heavenly Father for that. We do, and we have been. And I thank all of you out there that have prayed. And I ask for your continued prayers as time goes on, to not only for our children and grandchildren, but for the children in this country, the children of the remnant, the people that are the remnant. That we, in amongst all this, I talked about it Thursday, the birth pangs that were going on in the physical, in our family, with a child coming forth, and the contractions, and it's a tough time. It's hard. And John and Jason, I know you guys have been with your wives as they've gone through those birth pangs, and I think that's why God describes those. When he describes the time that we're in, is that it's painful. There's a good thing coming. If we can focus on the outcome, there's a good thing coming. The wicked are going to be gone, and the righteous are going to rule. And it's going to be his law, and he's going to rule with a rod of iron. And that's all. That's the bottom line. And we look forward to that. Just as we look forward to a healthy child and a growing family in the physical, well, in the spiritual during these birth pangs, we look forward to what they will bring about. But oh man, it is tough. It is our people grieve, and we grieve when we see these things happening. These, you know, the shooting in Vegas, another hurricane. I think, what was it, four states have already declared emergencies. They're kind of on edge. They're feeling these birth pangs, and they're
watching
all around.
I was watching this morning, and the Weather Channel was talking about this Hurricane Nate, and it has a unique feature that's rarely seen. And if you look at the scale, you know, the colors, when you see the color rendition of the hurricane coming across the water, the very end of the scale, red is, you know, devastating. That's usually the eye. But white is the worst case hurricane known at the end of the scale. And this hurricane is showing white in the center of it. So they're saying it's very rare that a hurricane gets to that strength where it's basically off the scale as far as destructive power.
Wow. Looked like a lot of rain for sure. And it just, they just keep coming. I mean, it's still hurricane season. We're sure cooling off out here. We're looking at single digits next week and snow. Beautiful day the last couple of days here. Blue skies, got some wind. It's about like a hurricane here this morning. Probably 30, 40 mile an hour winds, constant, bending the trees over and whipping things around. But that's kind of normal. You get that. You certainly get that out here. But boy, this hurricane season, you know, they start every year with A in naming the hurricanes, and there to N for Nate. Been a busy year. Been a busy year.
Amen. Well, there's a whole lot to talk about regarding what happened in Vegas this past Sunday night, but I think one of the most significant stories I read this week started out like this. London commuters wrenched open the doors of a packed rush hour train Monday morning, forcing the train to stop and the power to the tracks to be cut. Witnesses described the scene as panicked and a commotion. The reason? A fellow passenger was reading the Bible out loud. I specifically heard him say things about homosexuality and sex before marriage being sins, and how we had to repent of our sins. The Lord gave us his son for our sins. And then one passenger told the Richmond Twickenham Times, whatever that is. I sort of zoned out a little after that and had no interest in listening to it. Others weren't able to zone out, and they started to panic and push. Some commuters became scared when the man also began saying, "Death is not the end." Of course, some people were tweeting, "We need a new commandment. Thou shalt not covet thy fellow commuter's brain space with religious nonsense." But then there's other tweets. People climbed onto the tracks after being panicked by a man reading a verse from the Holy Book. So these were trains en route from southwest London to the city, or Shepperton. And the whole rush hour was delayed for hours. And the interesting thing was when the police came and tried to see what all the commotion was about, they searched the man, and all he had was books and water, and they couldn't charge him with anything. But I think the thing we need to learn out of this is in London, they're saying that over half of the people don't have any Christian beliefs anymore. It's been Muslimized and antichristized and whatever else you want to call it. But the fact that these people were prying open the doors and running out onto hot tracks, those tracks will kill you, and because of a man reading the Bible, shows me, one, the power of the Word of God.
Yes.
But it also shows me the state of the people that are so demonized, and I didn't say demon-possessed, I said demonized, by the things that they do in their lives, by the conduits that they've created, by the doors that they have opened, that they would rather run out and kill themselves on the railroad tracks than to listen to the truth of the Word of God. Now, that's significant. That's really significant.
They were scared. They were fearful. And that this false Jesus that's preached, this just love, love, love. Oh, he just... Come the little children, red and yellow, black and white. They're precious in his sight. He loves all, no matter what you do. Loves you just the way you are. You just can't help it. We know you are born that way. You know, and when the people say that, especially about the homosexuals, well, they're just born that way. They're right. They're right. Because that is a sin. And because of the fall of Adam, each person, we are born into sin. And it is something to overcome. It is something to repent of. It's something to change. And not be, and not just that sin, any sin. In Corinth, you know, the letters to the Corinthians, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Corinth was a big, you might call it a cosmopolitan city. It was a big city, high finances, low morals. That's just how they were there. You know, Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 5:1, I'm told that you have a man even in your church who's living in sin with his father's wife. They had their issues then, and we still have them now. But 1 Corinthians 6, starting in verse 9, you know, none of these will have a share in the kingdom of God. And this is a different Bible. This is a New Living. But even there, it outlines that this is sin. Don't you know that those who do wrong will have no share in the kingdom of God? Don't fool yourselves. The New American Standard says, don't be deceived. But that's what these people have done. They are fooling themselves. Sticks. Old rock song had that. You know, you're fooling yourselves if you don't believe it. Oh, geez, I'm dating myself, aren't I? You probably remember that, John, back from the 80s.
Oh, no, I never listened to that kind of stuff.
Right, right. Yeah, look out, there's some lightning coming. You know, but one of the lyrics was, you're fooling yourself if you don't believe it. Do not be deceived. It comes right out of here, out of 1 Corinthians 6. Those who indulge in sexual sin, who are idol worshippers, adulterers, male prostitutes, homosexuals, thieves, greedy people, drunkards, abusers, swindlers, none of these will have a share in the kingdom of God. It don't matter who you are. None of these. Whether you're one of those commuters over there, or whether you're the Pope, or the, you know, head of the biggest church in the country, it don't matter. This applies to all. And none of the people that practice these things have a share in the kingdom of God. So you know what, John? It's darn good that they are fearful. The Word of God should drive sinners to fear, because it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And there needs to be more of that fear.
Yep. So, Jason, what do you see in this whole Las Vegas thing? I know you are pretty avid shooter and well-versed in pretty much every kind of firearm there is. These bump stop things, they don't really turn a semi-auto into full auto.
No, they don't. And if you look at what they're trying to put out as far as the media, and they're trying to blame the gun, bump stock, you know, that's insane, because it didn't have anything to do with it. You know, it's pretty obvious. I mean, you know, first of all, you got to take a step back, and you know, Rolling Stones just did an article since this shooting, and it said, how did they put it? Guns don't, evil doesn't kill people, guns kill people. And that was, you know, Rolling Stones, the way that they put it out. You know, it's and, you know, everybody's heard the term, guns don't kill people, people kill people. And that's what it boils down to. I mean, you know, when somebody's in a car wreck and somebody dies in a car wreck, you don't hear people blaming the car. You don't people blaming the auto manufacturer. You know, it doesn't have anything to do. It's people have changed, and that's why we have got the changes and the killings that that we do. You know, since Sandy Hook, there's been 1,312 people that have died in mass shootings. There's been over what they're calling 500 mass shootings that have taken place in the world since that point in time. There was 1,312 people within 2015 alone that died in shootings in the world. It wasn't, and you can't blame one of those guns. Those guns were completely safe. You know, people have been spouting off, and there's a lot of people that are getting caught up in going after the guns and going after the bump stocks. Okay, well, you know, that's, you, and they sit there, they use their keywords, and they always go back and they start calling them, you know, I don't understand why somebody would need to have an assault weapon. Well, you know, an assault weapon is no different than a defense weapon if you look at, you know, what it's used for. You know,
yes,
I don't have an assault weapon. I don't plan on assaulting anybody, but it's a defense weapon.
Yes.
It's in the mindset of a person. Now, you look at what they're shooting out there, it's basically, it's a bump stock, okay, big deal. You know, they are not accurate at all. They are hard to control. I mean, they're basically, it's a legal form of they shoot at a rapid rate, but you can't hit nothing with them because you got to hold the stock and your trigger so loose that the thing just basically just rattles around there and does whatever it wants. Now, in a situation where you're shooting at 20,000 people, yeah, okay, it's going to go off at a faster rate, but that's not even the issue here, because you look at how many windows were put out. You start looking at the footage, and you start listening to the different shots,
audio.
And it was obvious,
yeah,
that there was different shots in different places,
mm-hmm,
and it was full auto, and it was not bump stock. It was not a bump stock that was making those shots come out in that shooting. I mean, it was too regulated, and there's absolutely no way that's what it was.
This morning, I was looking, and it appears that there may have been three shooters. There's a clip of video showing someone firing at ground level at gate 7, which was the back side of the venue. And you know what, you haven't heard anything about this, and I'm sure you can comment on this too, Jason, but in my idea, being 11 to 1,200 feet away with an AR-15 at a .223, you're going to lose a lot of your velocity, wouldn't you, that far away?
What range?
They're saying it's 11 to 1,200 feet away from the 32nd floor to where the concert venue was, because it was across the street.
Yeah, no, that'd be fine.
A .223 would still have velocity?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, the other thing is, why aren't we hearing any... I haven't heard one report of what the bullets are that they're taking out of all these people. Because I've heard several military experts say that when they listen to that audio and they, you know, watch the videos and stuff, that, in their opinion, that's an M60 machine gun, which is basically full military, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what my opinion would be. It's something along those lines. It's something completely different. I know for a fact somebody didn't do that with an AR-15 with a bump stock on it.
Yeah.
You know, and you can get on
432 of them.
Yeah, exactly. You can get on YouTube and you can look up the videos and you can find people shooting an AR-15 with a bump stock. There was all kinds of videos on there, and it's nothing. The rate of fire is completely different. That is something just absolutely completely different. It's no comparison.
Yeah, there's same people.
You know, I mean, and it goes back to there's you look at all these supposedly shootings. You know, we had the one down here in Denver in Aurora, the shooting, and you know, it, sure enough, there was other shooters. I mean, there was sets of footprints of people walking away. And there was two sets of body armor that had been taken off and dropped on the ground and walked away. And they, you know, they left a scapegoat. And that's the way that they do it. When they set one of these things up, that's what they've always done. They've had the shooters and they got a fall guy.
Yeah, you heard that, you know, at Sandy Hook, too. Multiple shooters. And we heard that in the early stages of this, you know. And God bless the sheriff, because the sheriff, I don't think he's given into the narrative. He's one said that we haven't determined whether or not this man has been radicalized as far as Islam, and we haven't determined if there's just one shooter. In fact, he finds it hard to believe that it could have been perpetrated by one 64-year-old man. And I think I'm sure the administration and those in charge are probably furious that he's not going along with the narrative. But I think the biggest thing we can do as Christians right now is pray that those things that were done in the dark would be brought to the light and shouted from the rooftops. And we know that God's answered that prayer. In my opinion, WikiLeaks has been an answer to that prayer. The things that it's revealed that have been done in the dark is unprecedented in any time in the history of this country.
Amen to that. Amen to that. The DC sorcery is ceasing. I think I heard that in a prayer one time, once or twice.
Yeah.
But it is.
Power be waned.
It is.
DC's power
and waned. That's what it is. That prayer has helped me. You know, they use that term waning or waxing for the moon. You know, when the moon is growing larger throughout the month or going smaller, and waning is weakening. It is it's not a full cessation, but it's weakening. It is not having the power that it had before. As the people wake up, awake, awake, O Zion, that is happening. People are waking up. They're yawning. They're starting to rub their eyes. They're starting to say, wait a minute. Just like you said, Jason, people are, the gun culture, they've seen these bump stocks before. They can go on Google, on YouTube, and see that it doesn't fit. That, yeah, those bump stocks, they don't give that rate of fire. You can hear there's dozens, if not hundreds, of you know, people shooting cell phone video of the concert. You hear the shooting starting, and then as time goes on, you hear the firing, and yeah, it sounds like almost a mounted a big weapon, a heavy caliber weapon, not a, you know, we've heard people shoot 223s before, even out of an AR-15, and yeah, even the sounds, it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit at all. And I think that people are waking up to that. I think people saw some of the early videos of the people that certainly were running, were scared, and said, yeah, there was a shooter around us, and thankfully they were shooting the other way, and we ran this way. It just doesn't, you know, the flashes that were coming from the fourth floor and the police reports and the cab driver reports and the people saying, you know, about a third of the way up the building on the 911 calls, about a third of the way up the building. That's not the, you know, whatever, 30, 40th floor. People are waking up to it. They are.
Yeah, I think they can't hardly combat the fact that these smartphones nowadays have such clear, crisp video capabilities, but really without God's intervention and revealing those things that were done in the dark.
Amen.
You know, it could be just like so many of these other mass shootings and things that we've seen, where eventually the narrative goes away. Well, you know one thing for sure. He wasn't a white supremacist, because if he was, then that would have been portrayed right from the beginning. And then
no, he's like a left. He's like a left-wing Democrat, isn't he?
Yeah, they've showed him at anti-Trump rallies.
Yeah,
wearing the
I mean, he's a
pink hat
Antifa guy.
About that, but yeah. But here's the thing, too. They said in the beginning we don't really know anything about him. Oh, really? So he worked for the IRS as an agent for a number of years, and then he worked for not Boeing, but Lockheed Martin for a number of years as well.
Yeah.
So
which requires extensive background checks.
Absolutely. So yeah. They have every bit of information about him that they could ever imagine. So the fact that they tell us that they have no information about him is an outright lie.
Well, they lie about an awful lot of stuff. I mean,
That's true.
It's pretty obvious. You know, it's kind of interesting because right now they're battling that over in Germany, and they're saying they've been having these campaigns, and it's just coming out that I don't know if it was the presidents or their governors or prime ministers or whatever it was, but it was, you know, political office, and basically they were having their battles, and the campaign or the news media was started running stories. And they were just completely 100% fabricated stories, telling people about scandal after scandal after scandal for this one gentleman and everything that he'd been involved in. And it was just all completely made up lies. And they're like, you know, they come out and they get caught in the midst of it, and they're like, so it's just TV. I mean, it's like, does everybody believe everything that they watch on TV? And that's what people need to realize is you can't believe everything that you hear. You can't believe everything that you read. You can't believe everything that that they put on the news. I mean, it's Amen. Television programming. People need to get that through their head.
Amen. Excellent point.
Yeah, I probably should open up the phone lines, too.
Yeah,
You don't even believe everything that you get on the internet. You know, a lot of people say, "Oh well, I go to alternative media sources, this or that." You know, hey, there's a lot of that you can't believe too.
You're right.
So don't get me wrong, but it's that time of deception, being deceived that we're living in.
Yes. Yeah, Google is not really a credible resource. I mean, it might get you to a point to where you can do a little further digging or start looking and thinking for yourself and considering different things, but it's not really a credible resource. Well, as John said, the phone lines are open, 307-745-5913. If you want to give a call this Saturday morning, October 7th, about halfway through the program here, and you're listening to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. Got my coffee, only about a third of that left. And, you know, that's nowhere near the almost top. Just like those reports of shots coming from the bottom third of the building, Mandalay Bay out in Vegas. It just doesn't add up to the narrative that's being put out. But if it drives people to prayer, if it drives people back to God, that's what needs to happen. John, I think you brought it up. Was it Wednesday you were talking about it, that the Vegas mantra, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, right? And they, what do they call it? Sin City? God is not mocked. You cannot sin and get by. You can't do it as an individual, and you can't do it as a nation, and you can't do it as a city. So when you want to flaunt that, well, you can claim that, but understand the truth that comes from the Word, and that's what it says. Guys, we got a caller. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers.
Good morning, Richard, John, Jason. How you doing? It's Anthony from New Jersey.
Good morning, Anthony.
Morning, Anthony.
How are you? Morning, John. So here's my take on it. What do we have? Look at the difference in how they report the stories. You had Dylann Roof go into a black church and shoot up, people in the black church. And you had his Facebook page, everything about him, the whole narrative was laid out. And it was like a 30-day, month-long media campaign about this, about, you know, racism. Flags were taken down. The Confederate flag was taken down from the courthouses of the capital city. and that was demonized. Amazon pulled anything with the Confederate flag off their marketplace, and they're banning this thing all over the place. That was one shooting, right? Now we have a black guy goes into a white church in Tennessee a couple weeks back. We barely hear about it on the news at all. Nothing. Not
yeah,
one thing.
You couldn't.
Now, who were the people that were killed
that one.
Out at this country music festival concert? You know, this goes back to the identity message, I believe, where they were, majority were white, most likely Christian, most likely Trump voters. And what do they give us? The shooter? They give us a big plate of nothing. Here, he's just some crazy guy. Nothing comes out.
Nope.
He has nothing going on. Here you go, everybody. But the end result was, what happened was, a bunch of white Christians were massacred in Las Vegas. Regardless of if it was an inside job, false flag, whatever you want to call it, multiple shooters, and that's what they want for us. They want to massacre and kill God's Christian people. That's how I'm taking it.
John, you had a comment about that.
Yeah, it's an excellent point that they did not release any of his Facebook page. They haven't shown us anything as far as his social media, and you know he's got all that. And what I was pointing out earlier too is the guy worked for the federal government, for the IRS, and he works for Lockheed Martin. So they have an extensive background on the guy. So when they come and tell us that, well, we don't really know, it's just a lone wolf, 64-year-old retired man, millionaire, multimillionaire, that just decided to go up to the 32nd floor with 32 guns and thousands of rounds of ammunition and just start spraying, like you say, white Christians at a country music festival. And the dumb sheep are like,
yes.
Okay, well, we believe that, yeah.
That's it. Because they don't want us to know we have an enemy. You know, that's part of the game. Is they do not want us to know that we're under attack. You know, he wants to keep that concealed. So, just a double standard of how they report this news, because if it meets the narrative, they're all about it. You know, they're going to blow it out of proportion like crazy, like they did with the Dylan Roof thing. And, yeah, it was a terrible thing, of course, if that's even how it really went down, or if he was a plant or whatever it was. But they're going out and pulling down statues. I mean, it's cultural Marxism, of course, easily, but the fact that they've given us nothing on this guy, just some crazy guy, and that's terrible. Let's get rid of the guns. I mean, really, that's all they get? You know what I mean? Not that, hey, Christians, we're under attack, we're being persecuted, our people are being slaughtered in the streets, our people are being massacred, you know, and that's what Satan has in store for us. You know, that's his goal, is to destroy God's people, destroy the truth, destroy the word, destroy any semblance of repentance or to know that we're sinners. But I just find it funny how they reported it, and just how contrasting the way they present it to us in the public. But we can't believe it moves. It's just not accurate. So. But
amen.
That's all I wanted to just share with you guys, and thanks again. And it's just crazy stuff out there today. But we got to just be vigilant, be in prayer, humble, and know that these times are going to get crazier. And I don't think they're going to get better, that's for sure.
Thanks, Anthony. Have a blessed day.
Yeah, amen. Thanks, Anthony.
307-745-5913 is the number if you want to call. I like how he put that. People need to remember that. It is a cultural change that is being attempted anyway. A cultural change. Anything and everything that has to do with God and Jesus, and anything that has to do with any semblance of right or honor is just being. Being destroyed, being taken out. I've mentioned it before, but, Jason did a great summary of the book, The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, in our newsletter last year. And it's a great little summary. It lets you know, it quotes the book. We offer the book. We still carry that book. But it lets you know, folks, what the enemy's plans are. That's how proud and haughty and arrogant that they are. There's no humility. There's no they are destroyers, and they are destroying. They are being about their father. Their father's business, who was a murderer from the beginning, who came to steal, kill, and destroy, and still does. And so if you'd like those, we've still got those newsletters. They were from last year. It's a two-part series, as well as the book, The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. And that's one of the steps, is to get the people's guns, to get the guns, to get the firearms away from the people. Because that's what these socialist, communist, Satanists have done throughout history. And when they get the guns, that's when they turn up the heat. It really is.
Well, you can see that their goal right now, I think, is more of a civil war than anything. And I've even heard on some of the talk radio programs, some of the senators and House of Representatives basically saying that when they go back to their hometowns in these breaks that they take, that people are close to revolution, and they're like, "Oh, you mean political revolution?" And they're like, "No, real revolution." They are so fed up with the lies and with a government that's obviously all one, all democratic, pretty much. They're at close to a breaking point, and that's what their goal is to get the people to rise up against them. So, like Anthony says, now is the time to be prayerful.
Yes.
Now is the time to claim that blood of Jesus Christ, to confess your sins, the ones you know about, the ones you don't, to abide in Christ, to partake of communion weekly in the proper manner. And those are the things that are important right now, you know, getting closer to the Lord and putting your family before all these things. I've been saying too that I think one of the biggest things that has caused the degradation in society, and hopefully I'm going to talk about it a little bit tomorrow, but what is the fourth commandment? Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. That was a commandment from God. And whether you call Saturday the Sabbath or Sunday the Sabbath, how many people in this country today do not do that? They do not remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Or, give you one more than that, he said you work 6 days and you rest one. Well, there was a reason for that.
Amen.
It was so that we would experience the blessings of that day of rest. But that day of rest isn't supposed to be just a day of rest in secular, watching football and, you know, catching up on the things that we need to do. That day was for us to focus on all of the blessings that the Lord Jesus Christ gives us daily. Now, how many people, how many of even God's people, how many of even God's remnant do that? And I'll admit, I'm guilty as well. But the Lord's convicted me that it's probably one of the single most important things that we can do if we want to take this country back. We have to get people to understand that these are not the 10 suggestions. These are the 10 commandments. And the Lord commanded us to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. I'm not saying you're supposed to go to church, because most of the church, just as Pastor Peters pointed out many years ago, are nothing but neutering bins. You might go to the door. You have to leave your stones with your wife, put them in your purse while you go to church, and then maybe she'll give them back to you after you get out of church. But get into the Word. That's
Amen.
The most important thing. Confess your sins. Figure out the importance of baptism for the remission of sins. Because no matter what you've done before, you go into that watery grave, all that's gone. You come out white as snow. You're clothed with Christ. You receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, which gives you an insight into the Word of God, more than you'll ever get until you receive that gift of the Holy Spirit, and your name is entered into the Lamb's Book of Life. And then guess what? None of these things that go on in the world really much matter, because the worst thing that the enemies of God can do to you is give you eternal life. Now, that's quite an advantage when you're fighting a war.
Amen. Amen. That's that knowing. That's what comes as well, is that knowing that God is in control, that He is on the throne, and that, as Romans 8:28 says, knowing He works all things for good for those that love Him. We know. Knowing. Not guessing, not hoping, not praying about it, but knowing. Well, guys, let's try another phone call. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee.
Hey, this is Robert, Tennessee, guys. How you doing this morning?
Good. Good morning, Robert.
Hey, you know, the news is not reporting, but, you know, there was four other casinos that were shot up. Did you know that?
Real? No, I didn't.
Yeah, the Bellagio, New York, the Aria, and Caesar's Palace. They were all shot up. Jeff Rentz on Rentz.com has a video of the Bellagio. Shows all the windows shot out. They're just not reporting that. So there was multiple shooters around that town that night.
Wow.
And Thursday, President Trump was standing there with a bunch of people, a bunch of generals and stuff, and their women. And he said, "This is the calm before the storm." You see that statement that he made?
Yeah, I did see that.
Yes, I did too.
Yeah, so I think there's much more to come. But anyway, I just thought you'd like to know there was a lot of casinos shut up that night.
Okay, thank you, Rob.
Yeah. Thanks, brother. Have a great weekend.
Had you heard that, Jason?
Yeah, I'd seen a couple of the videos, too.
Oh, wow. Hmm. Yeah. It almost... The way that they've kept so much information from us and all that, I don't know. I guess it in a way, it kind of seems like it could be Muslim. But because I think they're afraid. Something like this, if it was Muslims behind it, then it could really change the people's opinion, I think, in the narrative of what they're doing with, flooding the country with illegal immigrants. But the other thought that the Lord gave me the other day, think of this. So He's using these hurricanes and all this to just literally, utterly destroy islands. You know, Puerto Rico, it appears that we could end up with 1 million Puerto Ricans from that disaster coming to Florida, which gives you obviously access to anywhere in the country. But do you think those people are going to go back? No.
No.
And then you look at, I was thinking the other day, if that volcano near Mexico City blew, the devastation that would cause, do you really think that we would keep them from coming into this country? Is God using these disasters to fulfill the prophecies of Joel, of the locusts of Joel? You see what I'm saying? It could come to a point where there's so much destruction all across the world, and all of those people would be taken into this country, and we would see an influx in illegal immigration, like we have never experienced in the history of this country. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah, I never thought about that, but
it's completely possible.
Yeah, it is. I mean, on the Statue of Liberty, that's what it says. Give me your tired, your poor, your homeless, your, you know, your destitute, that's what I think. That's what our enemies would use to promote something like that. Wow, that's mind blowing, staggering. But very plausible.
That I think we need to be aware of.
and what I can tell, it's a, I think it's a real threat. Not that we're to be worried, but we should be aware and more cautious, wise as serpents. It appears that November 4th is planned for nationwide uprising of Antifa. What it's saying is that there could be more trouble than we ever imagined heading our way November 4th, when a bunch of folks who are unhappy about the Trump-Pence administration attempt to overthrow the government in a communist revolution. Now, we know that that's not going to happen, but this is what could happen. Groups like Antifa, Resist Fascism, and the Revolutionary Communist Party have been meeting for months to openly plan sedition and organize what they promised to be a massive protest all over the country. And it says, don't be surprised if things become violent. Well, yeah, absolutely. But what they're saying is, we will gather in the streets and public squares and cities and towns across the cities. At first, hundreds, then thousands, then hopefully they're hoping for millions. And what they're doing is they're protesting the illegitimate regime of Trump, Pence, and that they must go. So I think it's something that we should be aware of. Another thing I think I found funny is that they say that they have to stop the fascist regime that's risen up in America. Well, I don't know about you, but I think you look up the word fascist, and that's exactly what the left is and what Antifa is and what are all these people. But what do? They accuse us of what they are.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say that that's the case?
Yeah.
Well, and our pastor taught us on that, that the enemy does that. They accuse you of what they are. You know? They cry out as they strike you. And they put these, as they are doing this evil, they blame you for it.
Yeah, this is their slogan, too. We will stand together on November 4th, 2017. With conviction and courage, overcoming fear and uncertainty, to insist that the nightmare must end, the Trump-Pence regime must go. So it's just something to be cautious about, I think. So it's November 4th. I don't even know what day that is. Is that a Saturday or something?
It's a Saturday.
Yeah,
first Saturday in November. I would encourage you folks, absolutely.
Have your sword with you.
That's right. Absolutely do that. Be cautious every day. Be cautious every day. Have that word with you. Read it. Start your day out in prayer. If you have to get up half an hour early, set your alarm. Do that. Be a doer of the word. You know, many times it's we in our own lives, I'm sure we can see it. We see it in the lives of others and the lives of the of those in the Bible, that we talk about wanting to draw nearer to God. Well, you can either do that on your own, or you can do it as a result of an event that may come up, that may cause you to have to draw nearer to God. It's kind of like humble yourself or be humbled. And it's a lot better to humble yourself. It is. And it's a lot better if you will willfully bend the knee to God and His Word. If you will willfully read His Word, willfully seek for comfort and guidance and direction in His Word and with like-minded believers, it is much better to do that willfully, to make a choice to do that, to choose to obey rather than being forced to obey. And the time that we're in, we want you to make the right choices. You want to make the right choices. And that's to choose life. Choose that abundant life that Christ, he himself says he came to bring. I mean, the word says every knee will bow and every tongue confess. Better to do it now while you can. Guys, we might have time for one more call. Got another caller. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee. Just have about a minute.
Yeah, hi, Richard, Joe.
Morning, Joe.
I was looking in online here about the Camp of the Saints. I don't know if anyone of you fellas ever read that book. I wrote it many years ago. And it quotes a chapter 20 in the book of Revelation. And it says here, I didn't have a chance to look it up in my Bible, but it's here. So, in number, they are like the sand on the seashore. They marched across the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints, the city he loved. But fire came down from heaven and devoured them.
Amen.
That's all I had to say.
Thanks, Joe.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Have a blessed weekend,
evening,
brother.
Or good morning.
Amen. Amen. Well, greater is he that is for us than anything that can come against us. And we know that. We should know that. We should. Well, guys, we're about out of time.
Against the shall prosper.
Amen. Amen.
Why don't you invite people to church?
We'll do that. As we're wrapping up here, we invite you to come to church with us tomorrow. You can start at 8:30 in the morning, 8:30 Mountain Time, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern, and join us for review of the news, a timeless pulpit message. You get to see the ramrod there, and I'm looking forward to your thoughts, John, and bringing that. It sounds like a convicting message, and we do need that. And of course, we'll partake of communion. We'll have some praise and worship songs, and folks, we encourage you. We're doing our best to create an opportunity for you to not forsake the assembly, for you to be able to obey that. And so you can do that. You can join us at scriptures4america.org. If you do want to come by in the physical, we encourage you to give us a call. Let us know you're coming by. That just makes it a lot better for everybody involved if we know you're coming by. But the invite's there. Thanks for joining us. Remember that we pray for you, the remnant, and we ask you for your prayers as well. Men, we'll see you at church tomorrow.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel.
That old wheel.
Gonna roll. It will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
that
will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.